And just ask yourself the question, am I following the right box with an arrow? Or am I finding the interruptions in my life are not taking me toward God, they're taking me away from God. They're not taking me to what God is trying to teach me, they're taking me away from what God is trying to teach me. Instead of finding out what this pain is all about and what I can learn from it, I'm trying to escape it.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the conclusion of his teaching, When God Interrupts. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, here I come with my box and an arrow into the Intentional Living studio. It's the universal sign for a garage sale, and it's a giant interruption in the lives of a lot of people on a Saturday morning around America. I would love to know how many dollars are spent on things you did not need at garage sales on a Saturday morning, with the only marketing primarily being that box out on the corner. Put a rock in the bottom so it doesn't blow away, and a sign, and you don't even have to write what it is sometimes. Just point in the direction and away they go. And that's how we get interrupted in life. But, you know, lots of interruptions in life. Interruptions through all sorts of media and technology, and of course you probably carry in your hand right now something that will interrupt you many times this hour. But what do you do when God interrupts? What do you do when God has trying to get your attention with something really important that he wants to share? That's our topic these 3 days, and I'll tell you a little more about receiving this teaching in just a few minutes. We're going to move over here from the studio, broadcast studio, to the teaching studio across the way where I teach, and pick up this last day on this topic. If you'd like to tell us how God has interrupted in your life, call and tell us. Share it with us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Right now, let's go to the teaching studio and continue this last session together on When God Interrupts. I'm going to drive by all the garage sales because I think they're ridiculous. But you know what? There's probably lots of treasures out there. And I hear these stories of someone who bought a Picasso painting worth $50 million for a buck and a half at a garage sale. And I think maybe that's going to be my luck the next time I stop. And that's why people come, because they're looking for that treasure. And I was thinking, you know, when you think about it, if God had a garage sale, we'd want to look at everything, wouldn't we? There's some treasures there, see. And I think it's so easy for us to drive on by. How does God interrupt? I think God interrupts in extraordinary ways. Some of you, if I let you right now share a story, you would tell me how God extraordinarily intervened in your life. It's like he shoved himself right into your life, and there was no question this was a God thing. Whatever it was extraordinary. It was your burning bush. But also, God can insert himself into your life dramatically. Look at Saul on the Damascus Road as he's minding his own business about persecuting the Christians, and all of a sudden, God sends him to his knees and takes his sight away. Now, that's pretty dramatic, see? That was very personal. Sometimes it can be external, and it can be extraordinary. Sometimes it can be dramatic and be internal. It can be a personal experience that God drives us to our knees. It can be through illness. It can be through divorce, broken relationship, lost jobs. It can come through any number of things that God can use that dramatically sends us to our knees. And it is a huge box with an arrow. And God is saying, I'm tired of you driving by and not paying attention. I'm going to get your attention now. See? And I think that's another response that we can have to the box with the arrow. But also, God is very persistent. God can speak to us persistently. Ongoingly. Look how patient he was with Jonah in many ways. He talked to Jonah and he encouraged Jonah and go do this. And then he put him in the belly of the fish. And then Jonah decides to obey. And Jonah still didn't like it. I mean, Jonah was just had a bad attitude. I mean, if you read the story, he had a bad attitude right to the end. But God just persistently reaching out to him. But you know, so also God sometimes, his box with an arrow in our life is very quiet. We see in the book of Revelation where it says, I stand at the door and knock. By the way, that's not written for the unsaved, that's written for the church. It says, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. You know, you wonder sometimes if God just very quietly, just knocking at the door, saying, hey, I've got something really special. I want to commune with you. God interrupts us in lots of ways. So what's the point of this whole thing? I mean, why do I bring a box with an arrow? For those of you who can't see this, it's a very well done garage sale box. And I just know that somebody on the staff is going to come up afterwards and ask, can I have your box with an arrow? Because I want to take it home and use it. $500 million a year in this country. I did a little research, and the best I can tell, there are over 2.5 million garage sales a year in America, yard sales and garage sales. Amazing. You probably have all had one. If not, you've been to one. Or you're thinking of going to one this weekend. See? Box with an arrow. But I think we make one big mistake as we think about all of this today. And I think even if we talk about this interruption thing of God interrupting us, we make one big mistake spiritually. We think that our life belongs to us, and God is doing the interrupting. Wow. I do. I mean, God, wait a minute. Here we go. Don't interrupt me. I kind of got my plans. I'm being very intentional. I mean, I'm being intentional. I got my plans. Don't interrupt me. We make a mistake because we think that God is interrupting us. Truthfully, we belong to God, and it's us doing the interrupting whenever we follow a box with an arrow that takes us in another direction.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment. When you become a monthly member, you'll be receiving our Intentional Living new member kit, which includes Dr. Randy's autographed bestsellers, Starve for Affection, and The Power of One Thing, the Intentional Living wristband, and his teaching CDs every month. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
We're intentionally trying to understand the other person, which is the way we were when we first got married 30-some years ago.
A better life together starts with you right now. Make a commitment to strengthen your marriage today by signing up for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Dr. Randy Carlson will show you how to experience the power of intentional love in your marriage. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
Have you ever wondered, if God is real, why has he let me go through so much pain?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
In counseling, when somebody starts to really understand what's happened to them, many times it brings up the dark parts of that story. And you ask, where was God when I was going through that? The bad things that happen to you can distort your view of who you really are. When you let God reintroduce you to your real self, you are healing. God created you as a beautiful and special child of His. He has kept that shining core of you safe in the middle of all the mess. It doesn't matter what happened to you. God is still able to find you and bring you back to yourself. Just ask. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie, and I'm calling from Harrisonville, Missouri. And I just wanted to share what I want to be intentional about our work area and our lives. And my husband's been out of work for 3 years, and he's been putting applications in everywhere. And I know that God has a plan for us, but sometimes I worry too much because of financial difficulties. And I want to be intentional and not worrying about things and know that God has a plan for us and that there is a reason that he's been out of work for this long. I have a job at a Christian daycare center, and I know that God has a plan and he will send him a job. So I was just going to let you know that I love your guys' show, and to let anybody else who's out there struggling without their husband working, that God will take care of you through that hard time, and He will see you through, and just keep pressing on and be strong, because God, there is a plan for everything that happens. So thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your story. If you'd like to tell us your story of what God is doing in your life, call and tell us at 888-888-1717. Now let's get back to the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center, where Dr. Randy continues today's teaching.
We make a mistake because we think that God is interrupting us. Truthfully, we belong to God, and it's us doing the interrupting whenever we follow a box with an arrow that takes us in another direction. That's the truth. The point of the lesson is this. When you drive by, and I hope for the rest of your life, whenever you drive by a box with an arrow, it will not look as nice as this one. But whenever you do, I want you to just think for a moment back to this lesson and just ask yourself the question, am I following the right box with an arrow? Or am I finding the interruptions in my life are not taking me toward God, they're taking me away from God. They're not taking me to what God is trying to teach me, they're taking me away from what God is trying to teach me. Instead of finding out what this pain is all about and what I can learn from it, I'm trying to escape it. In counseling, I've often told people over the years who try to over-help another person when they're in pain. We've all done that. We don't like to see anybody in pain. We don't love to see our children in pain, our grandchildren, those that we love. And I've had to learn to be able to share with others and learn myself to stop to think, maybe God is teaching a lesson there. I have to be careful not to jump in too soon because God's doing something and I may intervene what He's trying to do in that person's life. So the point of this whole lesson, I'm a simple guy, simple lesson, intentional living. How do we live an intentional life? Every day, we're going to see a box with an arrow. You're going to see them this weekend, I promise you, as you're driving around. And when you do, I want you to just ask yourself the question, in my life, when I'm interrupted with things, am I being interrupted in a way that I'm allowing God, an interruption from God to speak to me, or am I being interrupted by the things that I desire, the things that I want, the interruptions that I allow in my life? That's my box with an arrow. It makes hearts race, costs less than a buck, causes us to spend money we shouldn't spend. There'll be thousands of people in garages this weekend looking and buying and selling. As you stop, think about what God might be teaching you about a box with an arrow. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for the interruptions in our lives. They're truly not interruptions, they're your plan. If anything, Lord, we tend to interrupt your plan by following a box with an arrow that takes us in the wrong direction. Lord, thank you for the lessons we received from a Moses that turned, and when he did, you spoke to him. To a Mary, when the angel appeared, listened and humbled herself. To Nehemiah, who asked the right question, was interrupted by the troubled land, and it changed the course of his life. Thank you for so many examples in Scripture of people who allowed their lives, who were headed in one direction, to be radically interrupted by you, to be on the true course for their lives. Lord, I pray today that we'll ask and be aware, be sensitive, cognizant of those little interrupting moments, little boxes with arrows, and ask ourselves, Lord, is this where you'd have me turn? Is this where you'd have me stop? Are you trying to tell me something right here? And that will be sensitive to you. Thank you for this team, for the privilege we have to do what we do through radio, through video, through conferences, through the ministry of Family Life Radio and Intentional Living. May we ever be faithful to the time that we have and the resources you've given us. And we'll thank you for it all. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Amen indeed. We're back in our Intentional Living studio today, and as I was thinking about this topic, when God interrupts, I pray that maybe in the next 7 days, you'll just kind of be more mindful of those moments when God is speaking to you through His Holy Spirit, through the Scripture, through a friend, through a message at church, something you hear on the radio, a song that's played, or something that's spoken even on this broadcast, that you'd be sensitive and open to it. This entire series, When God Interrupts, is on CD, and we're making it available to new members who are joining us this month. This is a teaching that I've done in the past, and our current members, you've received this, but if you become a new member, we'll get this to you. Plus, two of my best-selling books, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, will autograph both and get it off to you as a way of saying thank you for joining us in monthly support as a member. You know, your monthly support allows us to carry on Intentional Living, and we get so many friends every week. We're meeting people from coast to coast. Thank you that you're on this journey. We're praying for you, and thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for your faithfulness in support of the ministry. Whatever God lays on your heart, but I would challenge you to pray about either $30 or $40 a month. Some have been sharing $50. God bless you. Whatever, though, come and be a part of the Intentional Living journey and ministry today. All you have to do is go to our website, which is theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on Donate. You can do that right there. Very simple. We'll get this off to you to say thanks. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Press number 4, and you can talk to our staff, okay? All right, we've got some callers standing by, Amy and Lori standing by. We're going to get to them in just a minute. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, life is filled with interruptions, but what do you do when it is God doing the interrupting? Hi, this is Stephen Davis for Intentional Living. Consider Saul, loaded up with affidavits and warrants from the high priest in Jerusalem to take down the church in Damascus. Along the way, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, I don't know if I would have had the presence of mind to answer, but Saul did. "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told what you must do." Now, few of us have had a Damascus Road experience, but I suspect you can recall when God interrupted your plans, your life. If you want to have an intentional, fulfilled, and transformed life, when God interrupts, stop. Listen, then follow. You'll never be the same. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Davis.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Karina. I just have been intentional in the last few days. You can't just stay on your usual routine and ignore all that's happening around you. You really have to do what Paul said and put others first. You know, you really have to slow yourself down and say, "Lord, my agenda is thus and so. What's your agenda?" If we can just focus our eyes on someone else and put them first so that we're meeting their needs a little at a time, in big ways and small ways. You know, we have a window of opportunity so often with people, and we're so busy. Our lives are so frantic. We're running so fast. We often miss that small opportunity, and it's those impressions we leave on people for lifetimes, some of them, because we weren't there, or we did feel a need, and we did prioritize and make them, you know, our focus and our attention.
You know, God can interrupt. He interrupts in little ways every day, allowing opportunities with your kids, with your family, with friends. You get an interruption that moves you in a different direction than you had intended to go. I think of Abraham. I think here's an example. We read about it in Hebrews 11:8 about this Old Testament example. It says, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Now, that certainly is contrary to what we do in our culture today. And it may even seem contrary to what we talk about living intentionally. It really isn't, because at the end of the day, if God is moving you in a direction, and you, through prayer and counsel and preparation, you know that God's moving you in a direction different than what you set as your goal, then boy, you better get real intentional about following God's direction for your life. Change those goals, change those objectives, and move where God's moving you. Not just out of emotionality or out of being ADD as a personality, or just assuming or thinking that there's something cool going on, so God must want me to go do this. I mean, we can live scattered lives. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those profound times when God clearly interrupts. And for whatever reason, out of the blue, good or bad on the front end, but clearly God interrupts life. Let's find out from Amy how God interrupted her life there in New Mexico. Amy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your call. How did God interrupt your life, and what did you do about it?
Let's see. Well, I'm originally from Wisconsin, and I lived in Minnesota for 23 years, and had a great job at a country club, at a condo, you know, great friends, my own place, and my stepdad and both my mom got lung cancer, and I was in school, and I took a break, and I loaded up my station wagon and my kitty cat, and I drove from Minnesota to New Mexico to help my mom, and I had time with her, and I never in a million years thought I would stay here, but God had his plans, and I substitute teach. I'm coming up on 3 years in December being married, and I just love it here. Like, New Mexico is my home, and I still have friends in Minnesota, and, you know, but it's like, it was like, I couldn't believe how God wanted me to do all that, and it's amazing how he can change everything for the better when you listen to him. And it's scary because I never drove that far, you know, from, and it was an old car, too.
So you packed everything in the car and took off.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to stay here, but I came to help her. Yeah. You know, my mom said years ago, if you ever get sick, I want to make sure you come help me. And, you know, she's my mom, and we're supposed to honor our parents. I got goosebumps.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a reminder, Amy, that we don't always know what God is up to. And sometimes it's like in your case, you all of a sudden mom and dad are sick and it was an unexpected situation and things get into our pathway that move us in a different direction. That's why we have to be willing to stop and pray, really seek God, know what his heart is, and then act in accordance to it. Sounds like you've been blessed by obedience to him.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Well, good for you. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Come join us. Tell us how God has interrupted your life. What have you learned? Okay, let's go to Lori. In Georgia. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How's God interrupted in your life?
Well, he interrupted my life in that I was in a long-term relationship, and I was having some signs that thought that this might not be the relationship for me, but I was stubborn and holding on and not willing to see some things. And then I had an accident in a couple months ago, and 6 days after the accident, the gentleman that I'd been seeing for many years broke up with me in a text. And I'll mention that we're both in our 50s, so that wasn't quite the way I anticipated the relationship ending. So while I was in the process of healing from the accident, I also had a great amount of emotional healing to do because this was someone I had loved very, very deeply. And I clearly was not making a decision about the relationship, which I've heard you say that no decision is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It took something really jolting and earth-shattering to happen. The gentleman stepped out of the relationship. I was very, very hurt by it. But now, a couple months later, I'm seeing that you have to trust. The night of the accident, I actually prayed that God would reveal to me the purpose of it, that I know there's purpose in everything, and to please show me why this had happened and whose life was to be touched by it, mine or someone else's. And then 6 days later, when he broke up with me, I realized that I had been there for him through death in the family, marriages, stood by his side through all sorts of drama and chaos and conflict. But the one time that I most needed this person, they weren't there for me. And that's not somebody God wants me to be with.
That is God interrupting. Even though you didn't want an accident, you learned a valuable lesson of the kind of people that we need in our lives and the kind of people, frankly, we don't need in our lives. And sometimes it's these tragic moments that we learn things that we never expected. Lori, thank you for sharing that with us. When God interrupts.
Randy, I just want to thank you very much for your intentional living program and comments about being intentional livers. It has changed my life.
I've been trying to live the intentional life the best as I can. Before I found Jesus, I had a hard time with sins of the flesh. But what I'm doing to try to help myself even further is I talk to my friends and family and have my own time with God.
I have teenage children and am challenged at times with not reacting to them. I'm setting the tone of not raising my voice. My home has been a much more content place.
Her doing God's will is most important, and where God wants her is the safest place for her to be.
I've been listening to you for almost 3.5 years, and I do want to live an intentional life, and it's taken a long time.
You know, listen, it's not a destination, by the way, when we think about intentional living. It's not as though, oh, here I am, I've arrived, my life is great and perfect and wonderful. Challenges are coming at you. Life is full of challenges, and they'll be there every day for the rest of your life. The good news is if you're centered in terms of my life, I know who my purpose, I'm being intimated by God. He's the one that's putting the energy into my life. I choose to follow him intentionally. Boy, what peace ultimately comes from that decision. That's really powerful. All of the regular main teaching that we do from Intentional Living goes out to members. We get it into the hands of our members on CD. And if you're not a member, come and, you know, make a difference in your own life. This is for you. Start your journey today with Intentional Living. Your monthly support makes a difference. I challenge you to pray about $30 or $40 each month. That would be a great help. But whatever God lays on your heart, I just want you to be a part of the team. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Okay, and talk to our staff. We got a kit ready to send out to you, two of our best-selling books on intentional living, The Power of One Thing and Star for Affection, the teaching on When God Interrupts, the One Thing wristband. This is a full box. I don't know how they're getting it all in there, but they are. It's our gift to you. Call. Join us today. We'll see you next week from the Intentional Living Center.